Yeah, it's nice to be able to come back in and to see my auntie and my sister and the old administrator from the UCD at Astor Academy, and just like lots of old faces that mean a lot to me, and it's nice to be able to see them today.
Did you feel pressure or expectation going into the race?
Well, I knew there was an expectation that I would medal, and so there was that, but thankfully I was able to come away with the medal.
And talk us through the race then. You definitely started with authority. You were sitting in about second place, so halfway round.
Yeah, so I wanted to be in contention after the first 400 metres and then to also be in contention at 600 metres, because they're the 2 points that you need to be in contention if you actually want a medal. And it's the same if you're trying to qualify through the rounds as well. And I knew what the velocity profile of an 800 metres is as well, and I actually used that a little bit to try help me get into the top three. So it's been a whirlwind last 24 hours, and I'm happy to be back home now with the medal.
And it's a measure of your performance that it was two current world champions that actually bet you in the end?
Yeah, there was a good field, and I suppose over the last 100 metres it was always going to be tough to rein them in, because Jake is a 1500 metre world champion, and they're always going to be aerobically strong towards the end of the race. So, but you know, I'll go in and get training, and you know, see if I can come back a little bit stronger again next year.